And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. And the Stanislaw National Forest is a popular attraction in the Motherlode. And to get an update on special projects and fires and what's going on the forest, our guest is Jason Kiken, Forest Supervisor of the Stanislaw National Forest. And we were talking about the Searle project. And are there any other notable projects taking place this summer in the forest?
Well, absolutely. We have a host of employees and partners, volunteers and others working every day for the American public because these are public lands. And so a couple things that wanted to highlight. One is that that Searle project is our number one priority. It's not just a forest priority. It's a regional and even national priority. And we're not able to do that without our partners with Yosemite Stanislaw Solutions, working with a master stewardship agreement to add capacity to the National Forest. So through Tuolumne County and all the other partners on YSS able to do that. And one of the first projects they started on was the Cedar Ridge project. And so Cedar Ridge is within the Searle project boundary, but it was a categorical exclusion that the district was able to complete in great fashion in a collaborative sense as well. And so that's right, as the name implies, it's right around Cedar Ridge. It's a bunch of hazardous fuels reduction work that's occurring. I'm really proud of that effort, and that's from our district folks, from YSS and others. So that's one key project. So all of that is, real quick, that hazardous fuels reduction, reducing the risk of fire, is our top priority on the forest right now. But beyond that, we have a number of other projects going on. One of the big things that I'm certain is of interest is we still have reforestation efforts occurring in the rimfire footprint. So rimfire, believe it or not, was almost 9 years ago, 2013.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of those hard things to believe. I know it's still fresh on people's minds.
I was here a year before that.
A year before that,
so yeah. That was my first big fire.
Yeah, and that was a big one. I mean, one kind of wild thing is that at the time, that was the third largest fire in California state history, and right now, unfortunately, it's not in the top 10. Even in the Sierra Nevadas, it's not in the top five. So we're seeing bigger fires, but we're still working to reforest that area that's had critical habitat for people. And it's an area that people love. I was lucky enough to go on the Tuolumne River on a raft here a few months ago. And so I got to experience some of what people love about that area. So we're trying to reforest still that footprint, trying to grow tomorrow's forest. It's a lot of work. It's harder than people think. You know, if you think about going and planting a tree in your yard, it takes a little bit of time. Now we're planting tens of thousands of trees every year. I can't remember the number for this year, but it's well over tens of thousands. So anyway, that's one of the other big projects. And then we have some good recreation projects occurring throughout the forest. We always do our best to upkeep our campgrounds and trails and have some tremendous recreation staff here. I'm always thrilled to meet with them. And then volunteers doing that work as well. We still have some Great America Outdoors Act or GAOA funds that are helping to improve certain areas up Highway 4, down at Rainbow Pools and the like. So all of that is good work. Again, recreation tourism is critical to our economy. So those are just a few of the great projects we have ongoing right now. And we have wildlife habitat improvement projects from reducing invasive species throughout the forest, making sure that we have good hunting and fishing areas and a host of other things going on.
And you brought up Rainbow Pool, and I wanted to ask you a question about God's Bath. There was a drowning earlier this year, and the family members said the person who drowned came from down south, and they didn't know about the currents and the cold temperatures of the water. And they were wondering about signs being put up and why there were no signs warning people that it could be dangerous to jump in the water.
No, and those are good questions, and it's always most unfortunate when we have a serious injury or fatality of any member of the public. That does happen, unfortunately, every year on the Stanislaw. And so one of the challenges we're always trying to find is to be able to provide information to the public in a good manner. And so our websites try to provide information about just general conditions, but we can't control every location on the forest. We have places that people love to swim, love to hike, that are not necessarily on trails or developed recreation sites. And so we're working to see what we can do for additional signage and information in places that pre-COVID people didn't go to with as much regularity as they're going to now. We've seen a dramatic increase in usage at some of these places that were in the past informal local swimming holes that are now becoming more popular because of Instagram and other social media. And so we're taking steps to see what we can do there. My encouragement is anytime you're going outdoors and you're exploring wild places is to study up on what activities you're trying to do. So in swimming in rivers and streams and even lakes can always be dangerous because of the temperature of the water, the current or the currents in those in streams and rivers, especially in spring, can be overpowering even for the best swimmers. And so just being able to understand what those risks are would be my advice to any member of the public. And we will continue to see what we can do to provide information in a timely and good manner.
And now I want to switch over to fire season. How has it been so far this year?
Well, so far in the United States, we have been averaging more fires in terms of number, as well as nearly double the acres have burned nationally than at this point in a normal year. And so it's been a very fast start to the year. There was a little bit of a slowdown based on some monsoonal moisture in the Southwest and Rocky Mountains. And then in California, we are very dry. There's, as mentioned earlier, there's the Washburn Fire in Yosemite. There is the Electra Fire just up the road. There's been a number of fires in kind of the greater Sonora area that have been small, and our partners and our folks have done an amazing job being able to respond to fires. But it's dry, and so that can change at any time. So the fire risk is there, and so my advocacy is that people are very diligent with even their vehicles. So vehicles can start a lot of fires. A chain dragging on their trailer, even brakes that aren't maintained well can split off, and that hot ember can start a fire. So maintain your vehicles. Be very thoughtful on campfires as well. Please make sure you're looking at current fire restrictions. And even if you can have a fire, get that fire permit. Take that time to be able to learn about fire safety. Make sure any time you leave your campsite or day use site that fire is completely extinguished, that you can feel that there's no heat on there.
What are the current fire restrictions for the forest?
So the current fire restrictions are that in our high hazard zone, you cannot have a fire in a dispersed location. So in a campground or day use site that provides campfire rings or barbecues, you can have a fire, but outside of that, no fires. But that can change at any moment. So again, please go to our website to see the latest and greatest on fire restrictions.
Yeah, make sure you know what's going on the forest. And we have to take another break right now. We'll return with more Motherlode Views following a word from our community-minded sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.